Once again, Happy New Year to all of you. Dave Krieger with the Power Hour. 2022, what on earth could happen now, right? It is a Monday. And I'm just pumped up, ready to go. Got all sorts of interesting news to talk about. And, of course, North American Urban Spice is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour to talk about all the great products that are on sale, 10% off right now at the Power Mall. We will be joined again in the noon hour by Dr. Paul Alexander. This guy has been all over the front end of this COVID-19 pandemic. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that as well. Got great guests coming on this week. And you don't want to miss those, see, because we spend an inordinate amount of time lining up all these great folks to talk to keep you informed, educated, entertained. Mary Todd, who I met up at the Dallas, Texas Reawaken America Tour, she is running for Congress in Montana, U.S. Congress. She's going to be talking about her book, a libertarian vice presidential nominee. Wayne Allen Root, who's been on the show before, is going to join us on Tuesday as well. Wednesday, Dr. Jane Orient, who is the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, will be on. And that is going to be one heck of a show because they're on the front line filing lawsuits and all sorts of other stuff. Gotta love that. Thursday's going to be EMP Thursday. Yep, we're going to spend quite a bit of time talking about electromagnetic pulse on the show. So as far as everything else that's happening here, you know, we always like to throw a little bit of humor in to everything that's going on. Do you remember that song from the 1980s by the Knack? Maybe it was late 70s. You know, it goes, da 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 My Florona. No, it's actually My Sharona, but I use that song, My Florona, because this is a new thing. You know, if they're going to put a spin on something, they just give it a new name, right? Well, here we have the first recorded case of the flu and corona in Israel. Only in Israel, the Epic Times reports, and now they're dubbing it Florona. Oh, my God. You ready for that? This is a double infection of coronavirus and seasonal flu in an unvaccinated pregnant woman, according to local reports. I'm sure the baby will be just fine. That's my input on this. Of course, you know, they didn't list her name here, but she displayed mild symptoms of the virus at the Rabin Medical Center in the city of Petatikva on December 30th, according to Hamodia. That's their news source. She's doing well, expected to be discharged from the hospital later this week, diagnosed with the flu and coronavirus as soon as she arrived. Both tests came back positive, even after they checked again, according to the professor of an obstetrics and gynecology specialist and director of the hospital's gynecological department. The disease is the same disease. They're viral and cause difficulty breathing since both attack the upper respiratory tract. And I know that there's a lot of you out there right now that have URIs. That is called upper respiratory infections. Do not confuse those with coronavirus. If you're not expressing all the symptoms and you've just got a runny, snotty nose and congested lungs and you've been coughing, well, that's not COVID. I can tell you that right now, and I'm not a medical doctor because I've been suffering with that for the past week, and I can tell you right now, it ain't that way. So part of the problem that we have been facing is this neuroses that America has been suffering with. And Dr. Robert Malone, who has just recently been banned, yes, on social media. That's right. He was. You got to love it. When people want to speak the truth, they get banned. And you got to wonder about this new term that Dr. Robert Malone has coined. It's called mass formation psychosis. And it's all over COVID. When you lock down a population for the length of time that United States and other parts of the world have been locked down, and then you want to talk about it, and you want to criticize the way officials handled it, well, they suspend you from Twitter, and that's exactly what happened to Dr. Robert Malone. Now, what is so significant about Dr. Robert Malone, if you've been watching and paying any attention to what he's been doing, he is the key mRNA contributor to that vaccine. And it's not really a vaccine. It's genetic therapy. That's right, genetic therapy. And it is nothing like an Italian suppository, which I lovingly name innuendo. And I have a clip from Robert Malone I was going to play on the show, but, you know, because of time, we didn't get a chance to it. But I will say his quote is, our government is out of control on this. And he was talking about the vaccine mandates. He said that they are lawless. They completely disregard bioethics. They completely disregard the federal common rule. They have broken all the rules that I know of, that I've been trained in for years and years and years. And basically, he said they violated the Nuremberg Code. And we're talking about mRNA inventor here, who says, look, this gene therapy should not have been launched on the American people or anyone else in the world. And why did they do it? Well, it's pretty obvious why they did it. They did it because there's money to be made off the fools who took the jab. You know, they come in and they go, oh, yeah, it's totally safe and effective. You have absolutely no idea, those people that opened their mouths and said that to these innocent victims, and that's what I call them, because they are victims. They're victims because we don't know what the outcome of those jabs and those boosters they're getting are going to do to them in the next 3 to 5 years. We have some doctors out there, like Dr. Michael Yeadon, who used to be a chief science officer with Pfizer, that said they're going to be dead in 3 to 5 years. We have other doctors like Dr. Kerry Mahde, frontline doctor, concierge doctor, says this is nothing more than a depopulation effort. We got Dr. David Martin, who's researched all the patents. He said the same thing. They're trying to kill as many people as they can with this stuff. Yet people believe everything the CDC, the NIH, and Lord God Fauci, the patron saint of Wuhan, tell everyone. This is just crazy. But you see, here's how you fight that scenario. You say, no, I'm not going to take the jab. Just say no. Remember the Reagan drug campaign? Just say no. Right, Nancy, time for my medication. You know, see, that's all you got to do is just say no. And see, 206 Marines said no. These are active Marines, active duty Marines, that had a deadline given to them by November 28 to get the jab, and they said no. And so there you go. 206 Marines kicked out of the Marine Corps. These are fully trained. I mean, it costs tens of thousands of dollars to train these guys. And I'm just saying, you know, for basic training and whatnot, I mean, we're looking at roughly $46,500 is the last figure that I remember, times 206 Marines. That's $9,579,000 of your taxpayer money that just got wasted, because these people have a political purge in their brain. This, according to certain news outlets, the Marine Corps denied 3,115 of 3,247 religious exemption applications. That is a very, very large chunk. When you have people that are raising their right hand and swearing an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, like I did when I entered into the service during the Vietnam era, we all took an allegiance to protect and defend America. I hope I made myself clear. These guys, in my book, did the right thing. They are not traitors for not taking a jab that could potentially cause neurological disorders, among 20 other conditions, including death. Why on earth would I want to pay that kind of money to train a Marine, our grunts, our fighting machine, to have them killed by a jab and face potential death and neurological disorders that could leave them totally crippled and paralyzed? Why would I want to do this to our Marine Corps? Well, there may be an underlying situation here. There may be an agenda. Got to watch out for these government agendas. When they start politicizing things and start flexing their muscle, it's because they want control. And you never know what's in those jabs. We've had so many doctors now on the front line obtain vials of these jabs after they've been drained, after being given to these victims in drug stores, grocery stores, you know, you name it. And they've managed to scam a couple of these containers, and they looked in them and saw stuff crawling around in there that's definitely alive and definitely is a little nanotechnological. It looks like electrical components in this stuff. It's pretty scary when you look under a 400 power microscope and see what's really going on, and they put this in your system. A jab in every arm. Yeah, right, Joe. You know, that old, little old man there at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old? That's the guy I'm talking about. The guy's a total moron. He hasn't done anything right since he took office, and his vice president hasn't done anything any better than that. So I guess our New Year's resolution for 2022 is maybe Congress needs a little shift, like D.C. needs an enema. Definitely needs an enema. We need a new administration in there, and there's only one way to get it, and that's when we the people rise up and say, no. Marjorie Taylor Greene said enough of that on Twitter, so guess what Twitter did? Suspended her personal account as well. Who's Marjorie Taylor Greene, MTG? She's a Republican congresswoman from Georgia. And, of course, Twitter claims she was posting false information relative to the COVID-19 pandemic. And, of course, they don't mind bragging about it. It's the same boilerplate garbage they use as part of their cancel culture. Twitter's not your friend. I don't know why everybody just doesn't quit Twitter. There's plenty of other things like Gab, Parler, plenty of other online platforms you can go on, and you can talk to everybody and share the information. You don't need to be on Twitter. They're all tweeted out as far as I'm concerned. We're finding all sorts of problems still, even after November 3rd. Texas has found over 11,000 potential non-citizens registered to vote, cast by non-citizens and the dead. This coming out of the responses to the Texas Secretary of State's forensic audit of the 2020 general election. Critics, of course, are claiming it's more of a risk-limiting audit at this point. Take it for what you will. Epoch Times is also reporting, as far as the circumstances regarding COVID recovery, is reinfection possible? I don't know. Can you get the clap more than once? If you go out and have sex with, you know, people that are infected, can you get it more than once? Sure you can, but what about COVID? Well, the Epoch Times is reporting that public health messaging from the beginning of the pandemic has very little to say about immunity. But for most people, it is real and a pressing concern, and they want to know what's going on. And all the doctors are coming out going, hey, why isn't somebody speaking up about this? Well, you know, you could speak up about it all you want. 844-769-2944. That is our call in. It'll get you right into the broadcast studio and get you on the air with me. And you can foam at the mouth, just like me. Hey, it's all right. You can tell me what your New Year's resolutions are this year. Epoch Times is also reporting Lord God Fauci says that the hospitals are overcounting COVID-19 cases in kids. Really? Because they're automatically tested when they're admitted. In other words, they come in the door, they don't feel good, and the first thing they do is shove one of those swabs up their nose. And that swab, more than likely, from what the doctors are telling me, has graphene oxide on the tip. And it gets right into their nasopharynx and goes right up into their brain. And see, this is the thing. They want to jab kids now, and this is what Dr. Robert Malone has stepped up to the plate and told Joe Rogan on a podcast over the weekend, hey, we cannot allow the government to jab all these kids. Even though the FDA has approved the Pfizer coronavirus booster for kids as young as 12, how many kids do we have to sterilize before we wake up and we find out we're not going to have siblings and offspring and grandchildren. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing fabulous. What's That's on your mind good. This morning?
Well, what can we do about what they're doing to these people from the January 6th deal last year, about how they're holding them? How, I mean, it's their lawyers have to be trying to get them out, but yet it must be that even the judiciary is so corrupt. Because, I mean, it's so evil what they're doing, and they're using COVID on for keeping these people in isolation too, which is cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, I would think, according to Epoch Times reporting over the weekend, more than 725 people have been arrested in all 50 states on the federal charges stemming from that supposed insurrection. And 165 have pled out to January 6th charges because they just want to get away from the system. 20 pleaded guilty to felonies. Six of the guilty pleas involved assaults on law enforcement, according to the report. More than 225 people were charged with assaulting, resisting, or impeding law enforcement officers, and they're locking them up because they're in D.C., Sherry. This is why. I think the D.C. judges are circling the wagons, and they're keeping these people cooped up as long as they can until they go to trial, and these are the ones who are not pleading out. And the only thing
I've heard some of them aren't even charged with anything yet.
And that's a very good possibility. They've been arrested, but, you know, more than likely, I mean, a majority of them were charged with entering a restricted area with a dangerous or deadly weapon, which they're not going to be able to prove that. Nobody had a deadly weapon. You know, but basically because they entered or remained in restricted federal buildings or grounds, they're sitting in Huskow. So, but the thing is that it's D.C. judges, I think, that are the corrupt ones here, Sherry.
Right. Now, let me give you a for instance. If you had someone who was close to you, say you had a buddy or something that went up there, and they were in that jail, you know, what can anybody do about that?
Well, that's the thing, because a lot of people, and we're talking about common folk here, what a lot of people don't understand, because I have seen how the system operates up close and personal as a paralegal, and I can tell you that a federal case costs about 8 times more money to defend, especially in the criminal realm, than it does in a civil suit in state court. Federal cases cost way more money to defend, and a lot of these common folk did not think about that when they marched on D.C. They wanted to do the right thing, and I get it. But when they went there, they weren't prepared for what was going to happen to them and what kind of backlash there was going to be because of the political mess that was going on. I mean, we were living in a powder keg, especially in D.C., and then they show up with no money in the bank to hire a decent criminal attorney to get them out and defend them. And so this is one of the reasons why the government looks at this and they go, oh, here's what we can do. Yeah, we'll just appoint them what we call a public pretender, which is like a public defender, but I call them public pretenders because that they can't get a job doing anything else, and they can't get a job being a decent criminal attorney. And so they're basically out there, and they're defending these people as they see fit, which means, whenever I get around to it, which is why these people are sitting in the Huskow right now in D.C. And the thing is that a majority of these common folk did not have the kind of budget and payroll, and the federal government knows this. And when they whoop up on little common Joe the plumber, when they whip up on somebody like this, they literally can cause you, and this is deliberate, they cause you to drain your entire bank account, have to liquidate assets just to stay out of jail and defend yourself. And the longer you stay in there, the worse it is for you. And so that's my take on it.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, it's just so frustrating, and you know, these judges probably live in gated communities up there, and you probably couldn't, even if you had a group of people that would go protest their house at their house or something, you probably couldn't do that.
Yeah,
you know?
I would imagine. I would imagine. Yep.
So
good observation,
okay.
Sharon. Well, good observation. Well, enjoy your week. Do you have a New Year's resolution for us before we go to the break?
I'd rather not say on the air.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's not bad.
I'll let you get it.
Hey, I got my Anthony Fauci book today from the Power Hour.
All right. Yeah, we got that on sale, too, as a matter of fact. I'm glad you bought a copy. The real Anthony Fauci is on sale.
You know, it's just, you know how sometimes you open a book and you start reading what was on that page? I just opened it to the page, and I knew about this, and I tried to tell some of my family members that I'm trying to educate themselves on vaccine about how they tried to sterilize women with the tetanus shot, you know, in these poorer countries back in 93 and then also later. And I just thought that was, because I was wanting more detail on that.
Well, now you got it.
So it's great.
That's
all right,
good.
Thanks, Dave.
It's a deep read, Sherry, but good luck with it. All right, there you have it. Thank you, Sherry, from Kansas, calling in here on the Power Hour this morning. We're going to be joined by Stephen Harkins after the bottom of the hour break. He is the Director of Culture and Business Flow at North American Urban Spice. And I'm curious to find out about what's in all of these, because, like I said, I'm just getting introduced to a lot of these. The Orega O's gummies and the O2 Rega are on sale. 10% off. In fact, all the products that we're going to be talking about here in the next half hour segment are on sale at the Power Mall. This is how we survive. So what can I say? It's going to be fun. Paul Alexander, this guy's foaming at the mouth, and I absolutely love everything he's saying. He's going to be joining us at the noon hour. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break.
This is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarasp. and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
It's 32 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning Central Time, Monday, January 3rd, 2022. Happy New Year to you if you're just joining us here on the Power Hour. You know what's really neat about the Power Hour is we have our own little shopping mall. It's called the Power Mall. And if you dial up to thepowerhour.com, and that's where you happen to be listening to us, you'll notice a link on the website that says the Power Mall. You can click on that. It'll take you right to our shopping carts. And everything where you can go in and you can pick out all the wonderful products that we have online, because that's how we support what's going on here and getting that educational information out to you. And every so often, we have people on the show who actually are supplying us with these products, because sometimes people look at these things and they see the label and they read the what's there, and sometimes it might be a little limited. They don't have enough information, and so we bring the actual sponsors on the program, and it's not an infomercial, it's education, to talk about what's in these products that we sell and what their benefits are. So, I mean, that's really important, because in this day and age, as you know, with this Fluona, you know, roaming around and everything else, you know, whatever they could want to throw a label at, with all of this happening, I mean, you need to keep your body in tip-top shape. And so you can do that just by visiting the Power Mall and listening to our sponsors. Well, you know, this is my first time talking to Stephen Harkins. He's the Director of Culture and Business Flow at North American Urban Spice. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
And so now we've been, you know, plugging and giving away samples. I know that they've been doing this, because every time somebody calls up and orders, all they got to do is ask for one of those new Orega O's gummies. And they'll throw a packet of those samples in there from North American Urban Spice. Now, it says here that you're the first to introduce a clean gummy. And I'm going, what do you mean? There's a dirty gummy? Well, I know. Steven's going to explain that. What is it?
Yes, well, we are kind of putting a jab at a lot of other people out there. Because, I mean, let's be honest here. When we go to get a gummy, you know, if you find something that advertises as a natural gummy, turn that package around, and yes, it may have some certain herbs or some kind of things that will help with the benefits of the body, but you got to look at the sugars, you got to look at the ingredients, see if there's any preservatives, any coloring, any artificial flavors, and there's usually always at least some kind of suspicious ingredient, so that we've always seen that. We did a lot of market research. It took us 2 years to get this one together, and so we had enough time to look and see what was out there, and we were basically, it gave us a roadmap of what we do not want to do. So to keep it in a summary form here, what we're doing here with our gummy and what makes it really clean and really ideal for all ages, for everyone, is the sweeteners. Really, it comes down to the sweeteners, comes down to not using gelatin, which comes from certain animal byproduct parts that nobody really wants to consume. You're staying away from some of these artificial colorings and flavors and preservatives. So everything is completely from plants. And then we're using things like coconut blossom nectar, which actually have some nutrition to it, some amino acids. And we're also using something called yacon. Yacon is actually a Peruvian root, kind of similar to cassava, for those of you who've heard of cassava. It looks like a potato, and they just grind, actually just kind of slowly melt it into a syrup. It's ideal for people who have diabetes or glycemic issues because it doesn't spike the blood sugar. It's very low glycemic, and it also helps with digestion. So you've got the immune support, immune strengtheners, the top two, which are the oregano and black seed. And then you've got some further support by having sweeteners that aren't going to just spike you all out, make you bounce off the wall. So it's sustainable.
That is great. And not only that, but, I mean, you triple test this stuff for purity and authenticity as well, and you can have them every day. How many do you normally do a day, two?
You can. So two is the serving size. Nobody usually does two. Two is a serving amount, but you can take more. You know, I've had, six, up to six. I'm cutting myself off at six, per serving,
wow.
But you can certainly do a few.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they're 100% vegan for those of you. That's what my show notes are telling me here. Now there's another, combination of stuff called O2 Rega, which we also have on sale here at the Power Mall. And now What's different about this versus the Orega gummies?
Well, now you're moving into some really powerful stuff. You're kind of, the gummies are more for people. I put it this way. If you have some serious issues going on, you need to bypass the gummies and just go straight to the pure, good, undiluted kind of things. And something like O2 Orega, which is going to give you completely 100% wild, raw things like tree resins, like from the pine tree and from the spruce tree. Adding that oregano essence in there. We put things like cinnamon in here. We put black seed in. We put everything but the kitchen sink in here. And what we did here is basically this serves you as an elixir. So this is something that you can use to restore yourself. If you feel wired and tired, or if you feel burnout, like a lot of us getting to the end of a year, into a new year, then, if your adrenals are lacking, if you have a lot of fatigue, if your skin's not looking good because you've got toxins, if you're in a lot of pain, if you're having a hard time just maintaining that energy throughout the day, if you've got hormonal imbalances, if your immune system's not functioning optimally, if your heart is not functioning optimally, this is a great elixir that you can take to just restore and rejuvenate yourself. And so that is the purpose of the O2 Rega formula.
Right. Well, this has the pine bark extract in it. That's what you're alluding to here.
Yes, pine and spruce. Both of these tree resins are found here. Very powerful stuff. For those of you who don't know, there's not a lot of pine and spruce supplements out there, but these trees are lifesavers. They're full of things like vitamin C. They have these antioxidants that really help restore the immune system. They can be used for feeding and nourishing the adrenal glands. That's the coping mechanism of the body. So for those of you who struggle with energy, with anxiety, things like that, pine and spruce are your companion. These are tree resins that will just do wonders for you, even kind of supports your hormonal regimen as well.
Right, and not only that, but my notes are here talking about chemical solvents, additives. None of that is in this.
Correct. It's so important to make that point to the people, especially as a manufacturer. We see how things are made, and we've seen it with our own eyes. And yes, it's completely pure, as is all of our ingredients. This is actually a natural source of oxygen too. I didn't mention that you actually get additional. This is like taking an oxygen shot. We basically just have people take anywhere from a tablespoon to an ounce or like a shot glass of this stuff, and you feel in your chest that oxygen going to work, you feel the pine. It's naturally energizing, but yes, this is a tonic, if you will, a restorative kind of elixir.
That is really sounds really good. The thing is that I know a lot of people, when you put the oregano under the tongue, you get this sensation like no other, right?
Yes. Yeah, that aggressive spiciness, is that what you're alluding to?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm alluding to. So, some people call it an acquired taste, and that's the alternative.
With this, you don't have that. You don't really experience that heat with this one. In fact, we've put cinnamon, things like cinnamon, honey, which is also really helpful for your health, congestion, cough, that kind of thing. Honey for respiration. We like to pair up things that kind of have a there's some crossover and benefits. So yeah, respiration is a big one in here. Honey is a big one for immune, and you get that kind of respiratory immune support with pine and spruce. The cinnamon really helps. The red raspberry helps. The pomegranate syrup in here, and so some of those things actually help to sweeten this up, kind of curb some of that spicy red hot taste of the oregano and make it easier to get down.
Right. All right. So now, as far as all the rest of these products at the Power Mall, and I want to try to get to as many of them as we can during this segment, the Black Seed Plus. Now, this is the first time I've heard of Black Seed. Explain what that is.
Yes. Well, Black Seed is something that's been around, been known in the Middle East for thousands of years. It's this little tiny black seed that grows out of this blue flowering plant. It looks like something from another planet. And the seed actually is in the shape of a heart. And it's amazing for cardiovascular support. So things like your heart muscle, your circulation, your blood pressure response, and even your immune system and your digestion. We always say heart, immune, and digestion are the three areas black seed supports the most. And it comes from the Middle East. We get ours from the Turkish region. It's cold pressed into an oil. You can take it like that, or you can take it like the Black Seed Plus, which is crushed black seed into a powder, and with that, you're getting the nutrition benefits. So there's actually B vitamins, trace minerals, vitamin C, antioxidants, and this is like a culinary thing that's done in the Middle East where they actually consume it like this in a condiment. You can use it for things like blood pressure and healthy cholesterol response, and so this is something you can totally either take as a capsule. It's got some other spices in there to help with digestion, like cumin, or you can just sprinkle it over your food, which is another way they do it in the Middle East.
Interesting. Now, the next one on the lineup is Bone Active, and it comes in capsules and topical rubs, so one's internal, one's external. Is that am I got the right take on that?
Yeah, 1-2 approach. So exactly, one is internal. Let's talk about that first. So the Bone Active capsules that you take internally, they actually include New Zealand grass-fed MCHC, which is the same thing, essentially, if you've heard of bone broth, it's a grinded-up powder of the bone and calcium material of that New Zealand grass-fed cattle, some of the best, sturdiest cattle out there. So you're getting that support for your bones to help with the bone density, help get some mineral, help remineralize that area. So if you've got issues where the bones aren't doing like they're supposed to, maybe you're 50 years old and the doctor said you've got the bones of a 75-year-old, it's happening more often than we might think, and we've got to support our structure. This is another way just to take it and to get that kind of support to help turn on that bone density. It also includes some herbs. And this is all based or predicated on, there's a study that's out there by a Swedish researcher. His last name is Molbauer. And this guy, he found out that there were different herbs and foods that people could take to support their bone density, especially above others, compared to other foods and herbs. And some of the best herbs he found or foods he found, I'll just give you a little bit of a list here, is things like plum, things like citrus fruits, and then the herbs. And that would be the rosemary, sage, and oregano herb. And so these are things you can take in conjunction with things like vitamin C, calcium, vitamin D, the ones we know, and really get that wonderful bone density response. So that's the internal Bone Active capsules 120 capsules in the bottle. There's also the rubbing oil. Now, this is going to help practically with repair. So let's say we actually had a person recently in the office that broke his leg. And, you know, he's got to go through all weeks of recovery, and he's trying to get, you know, over this as fast as he can, get back to normal life. Well, he took the rubbing oil and rubbed it on that area of the shin where it was broken and took the bone active capsules, and he speeded up his recovery by 2 weeks just being on this regimen. So it's going to help with repair and also of the inflammation, you know, helping with the support of the pain response that's going on too. Because you can use what this rubbing oil is essentially is just oregano, again, rosemary, and sage oils. And this is going to help with the circulation and even help with the pain too. Get some topical pain response there.
Wow. So double whammy, and it works. That's good. And I'll tell you, but before we went on the show, folks, I was telling Stephen, I've been sitting here most of the week, last week, of course, and today even, drinking chaga tea. And, I was telling our show producer about that chaga tea, and I'm walking around here going boom chaga laga laga, boom chaga laga laga, you know, like they were doing on Stripes, the movie. I don't know what it is about movies and me, just, you know, the funny stuff comes out, and that's how I humor myself in my off moments. But chaga is a mushroom, and I just found out it grows on birch trees more than others, and the longer it stays on the tree, the more it has a propensity to kill the tree, which I did not know that. Because we looked it up, and I was just curious. And so you have basically taken this mushroom and put it into a formula called Chaga Max. Explain what's in that.
So this is incredible beyond all belief, because chaga, you know, there's some amazing statistics you can look up about chaga. One of the things about it is it's been called the king of all mushrooms, and for good reason. If you take the antioxidants that you can measure from food, all foods, and, you know, we are familiar with things like blueberries being pretty high in antioxidants. Well, first of all, oregano, by the way, as you should know, your listeners should know, oregano per gram to blueberries is 100 times the antioxidants. So that's pretty amazing in and of itself. But chaga is even higher, and chaga actually has more antioxidants than just about any other food on the planet. And so this is going to really help with things like oxidative stress, helping with the cells, the tissues, the organs of the body for natural repair, as antioxidants do, but in very high amounts. It's also been known to contain high amounts of what's known as an anti-aging antioxidant, which is called SOD, the highest food source in nature. Then you've got something called melanin, which is wonderful for the skin, pigmentation if needed, and this is the highest food source of that. But chaga is wonderful for energy, supporting the adrenals. It helps with stress. It helps our immune system. It has some of the same components that other mushrooms have, like beta-glucan, to help the immune support. But this is good for strength, vitality, and energy force. And so if you are, again, if you're feeling fatigued, burned out, there are some things in nature like no other that can help bring us back and bring us back without the caffeine jolt, by the way, without having to sacrifice your afternoon. And more sustainable. So you can even take chaga at night. It will not keep you up, but you may wake up the next day looking for something to do with your energy. And so chaga is fantastic. We've seen a lot of athletes use this. We've seen Dr. Ingram, someone that is a mentor of mine, he mentioned how the famous story of the 1980s Olympics, the Russian weightlifting team, they won gold medals for many years, and everyone thought they were using performance enhancers. They were doing something, some steroids, and they were just constantly winning the squat every single year. So you had this guy, Fred Hatfield, known as Dr. Squat. He kept losing. He represented America, and finally, you know, put his pride aside. He went over to one of the Russians, and he said, "What are you doing? What is your secret?" And they said, "It's the chaga, dummy." And so he got some of this chaga, and he started using it, and he started noticing faster recovery time, because you'll get that with the antioxidants. And he started noticing more energy in his pump when he took it beforehand. And so he went back to the Olympics the next run, and he took home the gold, which is interesting for a while because Russia banned the export of chaga But fortunately, we can get chaga from the coldest areas of the world. They're talking about the Arctic of Canada, where we're getting ours. It does grow on the birch tree. It's so important because nowadays, chaga is becoming very popular, and there are these powders that are coming out, which were never actually grown on the trees. They actually try to speed up the process and make them in a lab now with mycelium, with rice mycelium. And you just don't get the same power that you get when it grows on the tree for many years. And as you mentioned, you know, chaga can grow on the tree for some time, or sometimes up to 20 years before harvest. And so you're just getting decades of, you know, sun-trapped energy and development there. But we're talking about over 200 different plant compounds, including B vitamins, minerals. I mean, we could do a whole show just on that. But it's amazing for energy, and as you are experiencing today.
Yeah, we are. And the thing is, my wife and I are both drinking them because we also noticed that it has some expectorant properties as well. And that's something I wasn't anticipating, is that it actually helps when you're trying to get over this lung crud that everybody's got. And because of the fact that Chaga Max has what it has in it, that's going to help speed up the healing process, folks, for whatever reason it is, which is why, you know, when my brother-in-law sent me a package of this chaga from Minnesota, which is a cold climate, he apparently consults some people who make it. It's just basically the pure stuff that you make a tea out of, a broth out of, and just drink it that way. But the Chaga Max is available at the Power Mall. Now, Collagen Power Plus, this is, you know, when I think collagen, I'm thinking stuff you put on your face to make your skin shiny. Am I getting close?
Yeah, you're getting close there.
Go ahead. Yeah, what's that
chaga,
about?
Oh, excuse me, not chaga. We're on collagen.
Yeah.
So collagen is also, of course, fat. Yes, it is amazing for the skin, but let's go a little deeper than just the skin here. Collagen is the most abundant protein found in our body, and it is responsible for, even in your spine, the intervertebrae, in between your vertebrae there in your back, you have collagen. So that can, if your discs are wearing away and things like that, collagen is wonderful. Your joints, all of your connective tissues of the body, so where your arms meet, where your legs meet there in the knees. If you're having erosion of those things, even the hair and the nails are made up of collagen. Even the stomach lining is made up of collagen, so this is very abundant in the body. The problem is, at age 25, you already start to drop off how much your body can make of collagen. So, and by the time you're 40, you're only making 50% of the collagen that you used to make. And so we need to get it from outside sources. Now, back in the days, I guess we'd say, you know, 1,000 years ago or even probably not that far back, bone broth was very popular, and they would, you know, they'd take a whole piece of a cow or a chicken foot, you know, and they'll put and make a soup of that, and you're getting the collagen and you're taking it in. But we don't really do that anymore. So collagen is something that, yes, for the women out there, it's going to help you on the beauty tips. It's definitely going to help you avoid wrinkles. It's going to help keeping that skin looking young and youthful for longer. But more practically, for your structure, it's going to help your joints. It's going to keep you walking. It's going to keep you going. So if you combine this with good exercise and good healthy food eating practices, the collagen can be a missing component. And we've got this formula where you just take the capsules. It's very convenient for people on the go. And then also it has things like vitamin C, which help you absorb. You need the vitamin C to absorb the collagen and form it. So we included that in the formula.
That's neat. Now, as far as that keeps you on the go, but if you want to relax and go to sleep, you have another formula called Herbal Z's. And I'm assuming that this has a lot of, like, the natural ingredients in it, very similar to valerian.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. We opted to just go for a 5-ingredient, natural, 100% herbal blend. We wanted to give people a real earthy alternative to something like melatonin. As we've watched the evolution of sleep aids that have come out over the years, melatonin is one of those things that originally was just for jet lag, and it wasn't intended for long-term use. And the issue with melatonin that some people have is heavy morning grogginess the next day. It is a hormone, melatonin, in the body, and this is a synthetic that mimics the melatonin in our bodies. A lot of times the melatonin we're getting in the medication is even at higher amounts than what the body makes. So this can cause issues. And so what we've done is just given people a 100% natural approach to melatonin alternative. And so this is something you can take. It's well tolerated by all ages. You can use it every night. It's got things like hops, which is a natural sedative. We use a special New Zealand hop, very potent. And of course, things like chamomile and ashwagandha. Ashwagandha, which helps with stress, feeds our adrenals. By the way, if you have an overactive adrenal gland, it's going to be really hard to fall asleep at night. So that's one of the big things that we put in the formula. And we find that, you know, 2 to 3 will get you, will relax and calm the nerve, put you in a state where you're ready to go to bed.
That is neat. All right. So now can you stay till after the top of the hour break so we can get through the rest of this list? Because I'm really getting off on this education all of these products. And I know that a lot of our listeners would love to call in and ask questions too, which you can. The number to call is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. That gets you into the studio where Stephen Harkins and I are communicating here. It's always nice to engage in a little dialogue about some of the stuff we carry in the Power Mall. And we're going to be talking about the rest of the list when we come back from the top of the hour break. So I take it that, you know, despite Stephen, while we just have less than a minute left, things are doing very well as far as your company growth.
Yes, and we are very blessed to say things are doing very well. The word is getting out. More and more people are looking for immune support. More and more people are open to...
That's wonderful. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stephen's going to stay with us, so you stay with us too, right here in the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.